2008 was a different time for Senator Stedman. Money was pouring into Alaska's coffers, like crude oil was pushing $100 a barrel, and the senator was co-chair of the Senate Finance Committee.
It'd be nice if we had surpluses and, you know, forever, and, you know, you got to sit there and be one of the main guys that cut up the pie. But that's not political reality.
The political reality now is one that Stedman says requires him to play defense, going to bat for Southeast's interests in a field dominated by players from the rail belt. Stedman is the only Southeast lawmaker on the Senate Majority Caucus, and sometimes the lone voice of dissent. His staff, Randy Ruaro, Dave Scott, and Melissa Kukesh, are from Ketchikan, Metlakatla, and Angoon, respectively.
So what we have is a Southeast flavor within our office.
And during last year's session, that meant keeping a close ear to the ground for budget decisions that would impact the region.
For the first time since I've been in Juneau, we played virtual defense. Randy and myself from 7:30 in the morning till 5:30 at night when we walked out, 6 o'clock, every day, trying to protect the district. It just went on and on and on. I mean, there were just blow-ups from one end to the others.
Take, for example, the Alaska Marine Highway System. Stedman thinks his colleagues undervalue the importance of the ferries, not only as an economic driver for Southeast for fishing and tourism, but as stitching in the region's social fabric.
And you look at the community members that go to potlatches and family functions and in that whole concept of social interaction and how we relate and work together in Southeast is something that's totally foreign in Anchorage.
About 40% of the governor's Department of Transportation budget is dedicated to the Alaska Marine Highway System. The summer schedule is out, but Stedman anticipates that the funding will still be threatened by rail belt legislators.
Their response to that is, we have the population, you don't. You can take an airplane or a barge.
Stedman, who will sit again on the Transportation Committee with Juneau Senator Dennis Egan, says these moments are particularly tough.
And yeah, and you look across the table and you got to bite your tongue. I mean, it's, when have we closed down Seward Highway or the Dalton Highway to save money in the budget?
Stedman also wants the state to maintain an adequate level of public safety for Southeast, from state troopers to prosecutors, and provide sufficient funding for education.
If we mess up education for 4 or 5, you know, years of a block and the kids that are in the system today, we can't fix it because they grow their wings and they're gone. You know, we'll work through this financial mess, but let's not have any legacy problems with some of our age groups when we do it.
On the other side of the coin, when it comes to saving the state money, Stedman is very critical of Alaska's current oil tax structure. Under SB 21 last year, Alaska gave back more than $1 billion in tax credits and rebates to oil companies. For Stedman, that indicates the policy is broken.
You go to a farmer in North Dakota or a rancher in Texas and tell them the price is down, that you want the rancher to pay you to take your oil, see how long you stay on his land. We are not a third world country. We are not a territory. We are a state. And we need to act like it, an owner state.
And he's particularly critical of tax credits to oil and gas companies in Cook Inlet.
$400 million this year, and that goes directly to subsidizing the electrical rate and heating costs in Anchorage. It's not fair to the rest of the state, and this is year on year.
If you ask him, Stedman says he wants to zero out tax credits entirely. But he calls any potential discussion around this topic a knockdown, drag-out fight in the legislature. He's also curious about freeing up $900 million used to inflation-proof the permanent fund, which is diversified into other holdings like real estate. This is a far more comfortable discussion for him than, he says, changing the permanent fund dividend. But at the end of the day, Stedman knows he'll have to be flexible.
Well, I think the magnitude of our financial bind is such a high hurdle to repair that there should be no sacred cows on the table. The devil's in the details and the order in which they're implemented.
And that will require making compromises with others in the majority caucus, who Stedman says, quote, set the direction and tone of what we're going to do. Despite these concerns, Stedman has a lot of faith in one thing, the democratic process.
Probably the best process, I'm sure it is the best process on the planet, but it is messy and it's slow. So don't expect a solution this year for the financial predicament of the state, is I would suggest that we'll get a partial solution.
He'll continue as chairman of the Senate Health and Social Services Committee. In session, Stedman also plans to continue pushing forward legislation to control the sea otter population and to reverse the Department of Transportation's decision that headlights have to be on at all times on certain southeast highways. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.